All right, everybody, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready.
Today, we are looking into something that might seem a little, well, maybe kind of boring at first.
Oh.
But trust me, it's way more interesting than it sounds. We're talking about time clock rounding here in California.
Yeah, you know, it's something that affects a lot of people.
It really does,
Yeah.
especially in California where, well, employee rights are a pretty big deal.
For sure.
So let's just, for anyone who maybe hasn't encountered this before, what exactly are we talking about when we say time clock rounding?
Okay, so basically, time clock rounding is when your employer, they round your time punches, you know, when you clock in and clock out.
Right, to like the nearest 5 minutes or
Yeah,
something.
exactly, like 5, 10, 15 minutes, something like that.
So, I mean, that sounds pretty simple, right? What's the big deal?
Well, in California, it gets a little tricky because, you know, the law here is very clear. Employers have to pay you for all the time you work.
Every minute.
Every minute, yeah. So rounding is allowed, but, and this is a big but, it has to be what they call neutral.
Neutral.
Neutral, yeah. Meaning it has to average out over time.
So, like, sometimes it works in your favor, sometimes it works in the employer's favor.
Right,
Okay,
exactly.
so that makes sense in theory, but how do we know if it's actually neutral in practice?
Well, that's where things can get, you know, a little messy.
Messy how?
Well, let's say you have a system that always rounds down, for example. So let's say you clock in at, like, I don't know, 8.04.
Okay.
That gets rounded down to 800. Then you clock out at 5.03, round it down to 5.0. Now, a few minutes here and there might not seem like a big deal,
Right.
but if that happens every day, well, those minutes start to add up.
Yeah, that's a lot of unpaid time.
Exactly. And that's what we call wage theft.
Wage theft. Now, that's a term I've heard thrown around a lot, but what does it actually mean, legally speaking?
Wage theft is when an employer doesn't pay an employee for all of the time that they worked.
And that can include things like not paying for overtime, or like we were just talking about, rounding down time punches so that it adds up to basically not getting paid for all the time you actually worked.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a big deal in California. I mean, we've seen some huge companies get into trouble for this, like Walmart, Starbucks. They've had to pay millions in settlements because of improper rounding practices.
Billions. Wow. So, I mean, with everything becoming so digital these days, how do these timekeeping systems play a role in all of this?
Yeah, that's a good question. And it's kind of a double-edged sword, right? On the one hand, digital systems can be really accurate.
Yeah.
They can track your time down to the second. But on the other hand, they can also make it easier for employers to round time in a way that benefits them, whether they're doing it intentionally or not.
Right. So what can employers and employees do to make sure things are being done fairly?
Well, for employers, the biggest thing is to have really clear policies about timekeeping and rounding. They need to make sure they're using accurate systems and that those systems are set up in a way that's fair to everyone. And they should also do regular audits just to double check that everything is running smoothly.
That makes sense.
And for employees, it's really important to, you know, understand your rights,
Right.
keep track of your hours worked, and if something seems off, don't be afraid to say something.
Report it to your employer, or if you need to the California Labor Commissioner's office.
Exactly. They're there to help.
So, to recap for our listeners, time clock rounding is legal in California, but only if it's neutral and fair.
Exactly. Fairness is key. And, you know, one more thing to keep in mind is that different industries and work environments might have different norms when it comes to rounding.
Okay.
Like, you know, in retail, where employees are moving around all the time, rounding might be more common.
Okay.
But in, say, professional services, where people are usually working at a desk, time tracking tends to be more precise.
Makes sense. This whole conversation has really got me thinking. I mean, how much unpaid time are people losing out on because of rounding?
Yeah.
And how can we make sure that the system is truly fair for everyone?
It's something to think about.
Definitely. Some food for thought for everyone listening. Do your research and know your rights.
Absolutely.
And thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
See you next time.
We'll see you next time.